There's a new musical premiering this month, and in the same way that Mamma Mia used familiar ABBA songs to tell an original story, this musical repurposes old favorites by the late 1970s singer-songwriter Dan Fogelberg. But the premiere isn't in London or New York or even Los Angeles. It's in Nashville. Amy Eskind of member station WPLN tells us why.
Hollywood film producer Kate Atkinson was listening to Dan Fogelberg on a long car drive when it dawned on her that his lyrics, and even extended instrumental sections, lent themselves perfectly to a stage musical.
I was listening to Netherlands for probably the 10th time, and there's that beautiful orchestral opening, and I said out loud, this is the opening of a Broadway musical.
So she teamed up with soap opera writer Karen Harris, and they conjured up a story about a pregnant teenager who is forced to give her baby up for adoption. The play tracks the estranged mother and son through the 60s and 70s. The central theme is that everything happens for a reason, and the writers feel that the same thing happened to the show itself. Fogelberg's widow, who lives in Maine, said she'd be in Nashville if they wanted to make their pitch for music rights. Neither of the writers had ever been, but after that, they would return many times over the course of 7 years for the show they named Part of the Plan.
And it says you love when you can, cry when you have to, be who you must. That's a part of the plan.
They learned that Fogelberg had lived and recorded in Nashville early in his career and had even written the song Part of the Plan in Nashville. Though they are entrenched in L.A., Karen Harris says all signs pointed to Nashville for the opening.
L.A. is a little more, oh, I could get in such trouble for saying this, but it's not as theater friendly. It's a film town. It's a studio town. It's a TV town. What Nashville gives us is real interest.
Nashville luminaries like Garth Brooks credit Fogelberg for influencing their style, and some of the city's recording executives, agents, and managers came out of the woodwork to support the production. But the most important pitch was to Kathleen O'Brien, which turned out to be the easiest of all.
They got me at Dan Fogelberg. You know, I had to fight back tears.
The CEO of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center is such a fan of Fogelberg's, she has a clock made from a Fogelberg vinyl album on the wall in her office.
His music is just beautiful in terms of the composition of the notes, but his lyrics are just, where did he get this? It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. He was an old soul, for sure.
After a series of readings in Nashville last year, O'Brien was impressed with how the writers wove the story around well-known songs like Same Old Lang Syne.
I should have gone with you that night.
Don't say that now.
You're right. Well, here we are. A toast. The timing. And to you buying a wreath on my corner.
Drink a toast to innocence. Drink a toast to now. We try to reach beyond the emptiness, but neither one knew how.
I felt like the writers nailed the moment that song could have been written for that moment, but it wasn't. They were able to write a story and incorporate the right song at the right moment in this continuum, two-act play.
O'Brien wound up taking her enthusiasm one step further. The Arts Center injected more than $500,000 into the show and became co-producer.
It's a huge step. We're part of the team that makes decisions. We're part of the team that helps devise the budget. We're part of the team that weighs in on casting. That's very different, very, very different. And it's getting us much closer to the art.
The Performing Arts Center will profit if the show winds up touring or makes it to the Broadway stage. But for now, the producers are concentrating on the Nashville opening this month and welcoming self-described Dan fans to the theater to spend the night with those old Fogelberg ballads.
Life is better for a time. Limitating me. trust the living legacy to the leader of the band.
For Here and Now, I'm Amy Eskind.
I thank you for the music and the stories of the road. Thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go.
A note this afternoon about All Things Considered. There is a new study that emphasizes something researchers have noted for years, that children who speak Spanish take longer to learn English than nearly any other group. Researchers have some theories why this might be the case, and we'll hear about them this afternoon on All Things Considered. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
And your song is in my soul. Life is made of four to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader.